Right now on VFN TV, the head of Small Business Administration, Linda McMahon, is talking about how America is winning again in businesses. We're going to look at how business is doing in America. We have more jobs that we have for people to be able to fill them. And we're also going to be hearing from the coach of Alabama, Roll Tide, Nick Saban, talking about some success secrets, VFNKB success secrets, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, man, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I am so excited about being here.
I am too, and we're excited about you being here, and we're excited about all your comments and all your posts on social media. It's all of us doing it together. We say this all the time, but it's so true. Don't ever underestimate your importance, because it's wonderful when we interact and we get to share all these wonderful things, and you guys help it to go viral, and it's great.
Yeah, not only that your success is our success. Our success is your success, and our success together is kingdom success. And that's what God's called us to do, is to advance His kingdom. And you can find out more about that at VFNKB.com. Yeah, pick up our free book, a free book for you called I Will Fight. It's something to be able to encourage you, to empower you. You can find out details at VFNKB.com.
Pre-release and share it with a friend. You need these strategies.
Pre-release. That's right. It's a pre-release. Well, listen, John. America is winning when it comes to jobs again. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a friend of mine in Pakistan, and he's saying how they're restricted in their economy there, and he wished he could come to America, where America has jobs. And now, because of what's taking place, because we have now more jobs and we have people qualified to actually work them, people like Muhammad and others are able to come and say, come to America as a legal immigrant and come and work, you know, and become a citizen of America.
It's just amazing what you just said. We have more jobs than people looking for them.
Yes.
Not too long ago, remember? Yes. Unemployment rate was so high, people didn't have any jobs. We were in a recession. Yeah. It's amazing how things have shifted in such a short amount of time.
In 500 days, you know.
It's just
only God could do this. No political party, nobody could do. But it takes leadership, it takes people to listen and do what's being expected. It takes a lot of prayers. And we're seeing that take place. As a matter of fact, this is Linda McMahon being interviewed about how America is winning again. Let's go. She's head of the Small Business Administration in America. Check it out.
Yes, and that's one of the things, you know, that SBA does, is SBA guarantees loans, doesn't make the loans, but guarantees loans to those people who can't get credit elsewhere. And we are seeing a rise, you know, in those entrepreneurs that are looking for loans because they are now have the confidence and the optimism to start more businesses. And it's amazing what tax cuts have done and how it has, you know, stimulated the economy.
That's so important because, you know, you have to... Even when if you're laying on operating table and your heart's not moving, it doesn't matter about the rest of your body. You're going to need blood to start moving through your body again. And what moves blood through your body is your heart. And so what you need, your heart needs stimulation. It needs those little shocker pads, right? And then all of a sudden, when your heart starts moving, then all of a sudden your business starts flowing, and all of a sudden you have, you know, oxygen in the rest of your body. It's the same with the nation. The currency is about blood flow.
Yeah.
And it has to be flowing. It can't be all stacking up with the government, with the past administration, talking about socialism and all these different stuff. It doesn't work. Socialism works until you run. Margaret Thatcher said this. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher said this. That socialism works until you run out of other people's money. And it's like, that means you're living off other people's money instead of your own. And God's designed you to be creative, to be able to go out and to do things and to earn money. And it makes you feel good when you go and you work and you create and those type of things. You're designed for that. You think about it. And so God's designed you not just to kick back and do nothing. Even if you don't need the money, to volunteer and to participate. And it brings stimulation to your life and to your
health.
Spirit.
It's what helps your life.
Yes.
I remember reading a report that in the state of Florida, talking about businesses and growth, I think 80% of all new hires in Florida come from small businesses. These are the lifeblood.
80%.
Yes, lifeblood.
Which means 80% of all business is small business.
Exactly.
Who hires most of those that are working in small business?
Absolutely.
So it's so important, the Small Business Administration. As a matter of fact, she's even seeing, helping people get business, the business, small businesses get access to capital. As a small business, quite often, you know, you're trying to get access to the next employee or the next product. And what happens when America says, listen, we want to help empower you. And I believe according to Bishop T.D. Jakes and his book, The Sword, that he wrote, he talked about women are the greatest business owners right now, new business owners, entrepreneur, that they were failing because of some specific things they needed. And one thing is capital.
Cash. You need money.
Yeah, you need cash. Well, Linda McMahon, through the president's guidance, is saying we want to empower small business, which employs your mama, your father, or probably you. And that's how finances come in. This is so important. As a matter of fact, capital is cash, and you need it when you're running a business. Let's see what Linda McMahon has to say about that.
For the first time, we have more jobs than we have people looking for them, you know, with employment down, unemployment down 3.8%. But yes, I do hear from small businesses that they are having trouble finding skilled workers, workforce in general. And I think I've been working a little bit with the Secretary of Education and Secretary Acosta from Labor, because putting together programs so that the private sector is working more with our community colleges and tech schools to get people right into the workforce for the jobs that they need.
This is so important. You're looking at the unemployment rate dropping down so low now. As a matter of fact, I just heard yesterday that one of the cabinet members talking about, no, it wasn't cabinet members. It was the Fox Business Network, the financial man. I forget his name.
Neil Cavuto?
No, Cavuto. But anyway, so he said that the economy's booming, things are great, but this is the highest quit rate there's ever been. People are quitting their jobs at the highest rate.
Quit rate.
Right. And this is why. Because they now can get a better job.
That's right.
They're quitting the job that they have and putting in 2 weeks' notice, if you're a believer. And then and then looking for a better job, because now they can get paid
There's opportunities out there.
So now, in the past season, people were quitting and getting fired, getting laid off. And they were getting laid off,
yeah,
fired, and you know, cutbacks. But now you're looking at people quitting their jobs to get a better job.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? There's more jobs,
beautiful.
Which means you can pick a better job, which is forcing your present employer to reconsider how much they're paying you. As a matter of fact, I heard that a particular company on the Gulf Coast has two pay scales. One pay scale to keep their skilled workers so they don't run off and get another job. And the other pay scale is like, if we lose them, we can replace them.
Wow.
So they're starting to pay people what they're worth in regards to what they can return for their company.
We're talking about upward mobility.
Yes.
You and I were talking about, I think it was the Brookings Institute, because people talk about poverty and minimum wage. Mm-hmm. I think they say there's three things that people need to focus on not to, you know, become poor and be a part of the in society. Graduate high school, get a job, and stay married.
Stay married.
If you do those three things.
And don't have any children before you get married.
Don't have children before you get married.
Right.
You will naturally progress into the middle class.
Isn't that amazing?
But this is what happens in America.
Those are the things, though, that society previously was fighting against those things, which means they're fighting against your success. You guys say, wait a minute, I'm going to move, be successful. And you notice who's successful is the people that are focusing, trying their best, you know, in those particular areas. And it's amazing to see, if you can remember where we were, and where we are, and things that are going on. And so we're looking at how important, you know, and when you think about this, the number of the statistics of how many small businesses are owned by Christians, you know, in America, it's huge. You know, and Christian employers are hiring many people. And if you hire one person, you're actually taking care of them and their family and their needs and their future. And it's all kinds of things by you doing business together.
Not only that, but you want to support Christian businesses.
Yeah.
Today, you have the power to vote with your dollar.
Yeah.
And so you want to spend money with those people who are supporting the values that are important to you. And that currency continues to go around, you know, not only in your local community, but really across the kingdom.
That's right. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about how regulations. I remember then I was talking to some of our people and some of the people that handle our stuff, and the administrative regulations was getting so intense. We had to totally restructure everything we were doing. We had to do things that we thought you would never have to do, because the government was pressing down on everyone, and everyone who was involved in it, all the qualified people, all these highly educated folks in those particular marketplaces and all that. They were stressing out. Why? Because so many government they were controlling through trying to nudge everybody, according to the book.
Cass Sunstein.
By the way, and his wife was the one who was the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
Yeah.
And that was who, she was the one. Samantha Powers, who was actually uncovering names in that, in investigations, reportedly. So it's like his whole goal was to write regulations, so many regulations that you can control everybody, not because there was a law passed by Congress, but because they made a rule or regulation that said you can't have a puddle of water on your property. If you do, they can take people to jail. It literally took people to jail because they drained a little small puddle on their property.
That's nuts because, in my opinion, I think regulation should be enough regulation to protect the citizen, but not too much regulation where you control and hamper business.
And that was their goal. Cass Sunstein's goal was, he said himself, right, to be able to, or reportedly did, he wrote the book called Nudge, which is about nudging you and controlling you in the aspect of your environment. So this is big news. We get back. As a matter of fact, we're going to show you a picture of all the regulations that President Trump had in his office that he's going to be ribbon cutting. It's so stacked so high, I think it's higher than his head, filled his office. It's exciting to see what's going to be taking place. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back. God is trying his best to build trust in us, to convince us that he's dependable and that he is trustable. Don't you know that anybody can sing a song of deliverance after they've been delivered? God is not surprised at where you are. God is not surprised at the predicament you're in. And God has brought many of you to the place where you are right now, and he's going to bring you out of it with a great victory. We've seen so many miracles that God has done for us through the years. I want to ask you a question. How many more will it take for you to believe that God is going to take care of you? So here's what God's saying is, when I bring you to the Red Sea, I want you to learn to sing before the sea parts. Don't sing it after you get on the other side. Praise him right now. Praise God right now. I'm going out with a song, praising God, glorifying God. Oh my!
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, this is a powerful time. I mean, you think about it, when somebody's trying to control you through regulations and try to prevent you from being successful in your business, successful in your life. It's like there's so many regulations. And then we, you know, Cass Sunstein, we just talked about what that was his goal through the book Nudge. He talks about it. He was the one that says you can actually change things without using the legislature branch. Mm. When you listen to, what was the Valerie Jarrett, you know, who was the assistant to the previous president, who she was sitting in the former president's wife's office, Hillary Clinton's office, and they asked her in a CBS interview, what are you doing? She said, we were just going around Congress. And it's like, you don't go around Congress. And so they wrote so many regulations that you couldn't even breathe. You couldn't function. If you messed up, you lose your business. You lose your, you know, different things going on.
We've talked to business owners, and we've heard their stories.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very costly.
It was very costly. It was very oppression. There's lots of oppression. Yeah. Well, guess what? When the president got in office, he ran on and said, listen, if we're going to bring a new regulation in, we're going to cancel two for every new one we bring in. But it looks like, and I think the numbers are, they actually canceled 20 regulations for everyone. Take a look at this picture right here. This is the regulations that President Trump did away with when he came into office, which freed up, and you're going to listen to Linda McMahon right now. She's the Secretary of the Small Business Administration, and she is speaking about how it's just freed. This is one of the, Trump feels this is one of the biggest things he did, because once the restraints were off the businesses, what did they start doing? They started paying you bonuses, and started giving you raises, and started expanding their businesses. And it's like, we're free again. And the thing the Lord showed me very specifically was that, you know, America was just almost like on a slave ship for a period of time, spiritually speaking. And all of a sudden, when God switched administrations, we were free. Some people are still on the boat, John, when God's saying you can be free. And I remember the feeling of that freedom. And that's what happens when somebody, the oppression comes off you, the regulatory oppression comes off of you. You know, this, I think it was Stalin that says, show me the man, I'll tell you the law that he broke. And this is what happens when you have that many regulations. It's easy to be able to control. Guess what? It's changing. As a matter of fact, this is Linda McMahon with Small Business Administration talking about this great victory. Check it out.
You know, I haven't heard so much about specific regulations. Mm-hmm. What I've heard more and more is just about the amount of regulations that small business had to comply with. And so having rolled back a lot of that, and they can spend more time in their businesses and growing their businesses than they do now having to comply with regulations. And that's been an incredible boost to them.
So that trend of the first year is going to keep rolling.
Yes. And the president said he's just getting started, even though so for every, you know, for every two regulations that were proposed, for every one that was proposed, they had to roll back two. And he actually did 22.
He said 22. For everyone. Isn't that awesome?
It's a beautiful thing.
These
regulations were handicapping business owners or getting people in fear. People were closing businesses.
Right.
And I know folks that were not going to even start a business had the election went a different route. And so this is a great thing that's happening.
Yeah, and you were looking at specifically how the restraint of small businesses where, you know, they're being controlled about what they can do and who they could do it for, and what was taking place, and how, you know, what you can write on your cake and what you can't write on your cake.
It was just safety regulations.
Yes.
They were giving them so many regulations for safety.
Right.
They couldn't make any money.
And it wasn't really about all that. It was specifically
control.
It's totally about the nudge. As a matter of fact, we're gonna make sure that book's available for you so you can know exactly what's going on, so you won't let it happen again. You know, in your country, maybe it's taking place and you understand, wait a minute, it's about controlling this, so you can begin to pray over the government that God would put godly government in that would release the oppression over your nation. It feels so different when you're set free, your nation's set free from oppression. Listen, we got to go to break. When we get back from this break, we're going to hear from Alabama's coach, Nick Saban, as he gives some VFNKB success secrets, how to have a successful business, to be successful in life, right?
That's right.
Join us after the break.
We'll be right back. Are American veterans having their rights restricted? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My question is about the rights of veterans that are in nursing homes. I was asked by the veterans there to come and pray with them and do a Bible study.
Did they stop your Bible study now?
Yes, they stopped me, and even the head chaplain called and said, we can't do this because what if there is one Arabic person? I said, this is not...
Well, let me tell you right now, that the chaplain's just absolutely incorrect. Bible studies can take place on military installations. They can take place in military hospitals. And it's not off limits. And we're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get you some help.
Help the American Center for Law and Justice battle key issues that face your faith and family. Learn more about what you can do by visiting us online at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are going to have you at VFNKB Success Secrets. Matter of fact, you want some more VFNKB Success Secrets? We have them for you on VFNKB.com. We have them on our, you can subscribe to our podcast. You can go to our channel. You have a YouTube channel. We're just out there everywhere. We're trying to encourage you and inspire you in the mountain that you're called in. So Nick Saban, he is probably one of the greater coaches that has been. And what is his record? What's Nick Saban?
This is his record over 23 years. He's 223 victories and 62 losses.
Say that again?
223 victories and 62 losses. And his bowl record out of 22 games, he's 13-9.
That's winning. And he's just a steady, stable person. And, you know, you want to say, what is your secret to winning? What are the secrets to winning? Guess what? He is speaking at a business conference, and guess what he's going to do? He's going to share with you the secret to winning. Check it out.
But to me, the real key to winning is all about mindset. Mindset in your organization, all right, that's what's going to help you win. Because if you don't have the people thinking and focusing on what it takes to win, you're going to really struggle to be able to do that. And to me, it starts with, A, you got to have a vision. You got to have a vision for what you want to accomplish in your organization. Now, our vision is to create an atmosphere and environment where our players have a better chance to be successful in life because they were involved in our program through personal development, student academic success, being the best football players that they can be, and investing in their future and their ability to be successful in the future. So it doesn't really matter what your vision is. Could be to climb Mount Everest. You know, Michael Johnson spent 1,000 hours on affecting his time in the 200 meter so he could win a gold medal in the Olympics. 1,000 hours he invested. So it doesn't really matter what you want to accomplish or what you want to do. You have to have a vision for it, and then you have to understand, here's a defined process of things that we need to do to be able to accomplish this. So I don't care, again, if you're climbing Mount Everest, right, if you want to improve your track time, you want to win a championship in football, you want to have a more successful business, it doesn't really matter. But the most important thing, and where people fail the most, is you have to have the discipline to execute it every day. So what is discipline? And I'm sure you've heard doing what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done, right thing, right way, right time, all the time. But really the way I define it, and I think everybody in here can relate to this, I know our players can relate to it, because we all do it 100 times a day, and we've probably already done it at some point today. Here's something that I know I'm supposed to do, that I really don't want to do. Can you make yourself do it? And over here, there's something that you know you're not supposed to do, but you want to do it. Can you keep yourself from doing it? Well, this sort of moral code, right, that we all make decisions and choices about every day is what helps us stay focused on the process of what we need to do to accomplish the vision that we have. I mean, it's easy to figure out. Let's just say the simplest example is I want to go on a diet. I want to lose 10 pounds. That's my goal. That's my vision. Slim, fast, clearly defined everything that I'm supposed to do. Where do we fail? After 3 days, back to eating pie and ice cream. All right, so that's the issue. All right, is how do we get people to do the right things and execute the plan that we have all the time? You know, Bill Parcells told a story when he was speaking at our clinic about when he played high school basketball and how disciplined his coach was. And his coach had 1,000 wins as a high school basketball coach. And they had one rule. You can never talk to the official. You can never talk to the official. They're playing their crosstown rivalry. There's a loose ball. He dives for it. The other guy knocks it out of bounds, but they award it to the wrong team. He jumps up and gets in the official's face and gets a technical foul. They make the baskets. They end up losing the game by 1 point. So when he came to practice the next day, kicked him out of practice for 3 days. Then he told him to go down, took him in the locker room, and said, undisciplined people do dumb things. Disciplined people do smart things. Which are you? So this is really, everything that we talk about is going to come down to how do you have the discipline to execute and do the things that you need to do your part? And one thing that everybody has to overcome to be able to do this is, am I going to do what I feel like doing? Or am I going to choose to do the things I need to do to accomplish the goal and the vision that I have?
This is so helpful. It makes me think about Integrity, Dr. McLeod's book,
yes.
The Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality. And he talks about doing what you don't want to do when you need to do it.
That's right.
And not doing what you want to do when you don't need to do it.
That's right.
And that's that struggle between flesh and spirit and that type of thing, but it's success.
Like Romans 7, right?
Things don't just happen, do they?
No, they don't. You have to do it. Like, I love what he says, right thing, right time, the right way, all the time, you know?
The right thing at the wrong time is like...
the wrong thing.
It's like the people that said they're prophetic and the thing happens, they go, that's exactly what I was going to say. And it's like, that, we don't even want to hear that. You should have told us that years in advance. A true prophet is one who would have said it, and a brave prophet was one that would have actually mentioned it so that you can prepare for that not to take place.
Right.
But if things, I mean, you think about this, so many people see their business and they're so... admiring of their success and what they're doing, but singers spend endless hours, you know, practicing and learning and riding buses and moving equipment and doing all these things. And all you do is see them on the stage for about 5 minutes, or you see the athlete, you know, on the game for a couple of minutes shooting a couple of baskets. But it took a lot. It was a thousand hours.
1,000 hours, and that's what separates.
And who did the 1,000 hours?
That was Michael Johnson preparing for the Olympics, and that's the difference between dreamers and doers. Dreamers just dream, but at some point, doers execute. And you have to execute consistently over a period of time. And like he says, every day. And that's what makes it count.
Yeah, and I think about this. I think about a statement that says, some people, make things happen. Some people think about making things happen. But most people just end up wondering what happened.
That's right.
And that's one thing we do with VFNKB. We want to empower you to make these kind of decisions, to be able to help encourage you on this path. Listen, comment below, write to us at friends@bfnkb.com. We love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? But I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you right now for this economy. We bless the small businesses across the world, Lord, that you would inspire them with God ideas and inventions so they could prosper. God, we pray for capital to be released. We pray for those that don't have the job skills for these new jobs, that you would lead them to a place to gain these skills so they can be employed. And I thank you, Lord, for legal immigration coming into our country, for people to be able to come in, get good jobs, Lord God, and to be blessed and be citizens. And I pray, Father God, right now for those that are in business struggling with success and personal success, Lord, we just speak success over them, that it would happen. And God, we ask you right now that you would end abortion, and in the world, that you would send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless you. And remember, be successful.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, I mean, there's so many people, I mean, in history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but he won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers. And they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God. You can go back and watch that on BFN TV, maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too, mm-hmm. who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we want to be married at or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, what? Where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits and these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they've not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today. And everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ. Because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ. You loved each other. You ate together. You blessed each other. You blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children, even on their journeys. And so, when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody knows your name, and it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation, mm-hmm. and they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go. And there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that he's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, You don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular of that gathering or that church, you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, this is where God's called me. So I'm here to help you out, whatever you need. And at times, yeah, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, serving, helping him or her carry that load. And I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back. And then you see each other through the week, and it's a 24/7 thing, but there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship Him and learn the teachings, you know, dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And and I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. You know, begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, you know, and who that would be, and let God lead you.